The Tennessee Valley Authority wants you to share your summer photographs when you spend time at recreational areas owned by TVA. They are hosting a photo contest through September 7th. I'm speaking with Scott Brooks about the contest, prizes, and where you can go to see families enjoying the recreational opportunities provided by TVA. TVA is well known in the South for literally decades. It has shaped the South, not only in the redevelopment of the South and bringing power and electricity and changing the course of rivers, but it's also been very important for recreation in the South. That's a role of TVA most people don't think about. You're hosting a photo contest that will shine a light on that recreation. Why did you decide to do this?
Social media has become a big part of our outreach over the last couple of years. We do Facebook, Twitter, now Instagram. And a lot of it is us putting stuff out there, but we thought it would be great to see some stuff come back. We get photos and videos from folks sometimes just at random, but we wanted a way for folks to really be engaged with us. And so we started this TVA Summer hashtag photo contest, and it's going to be on all of our social media platforms for folks to send in their best, whatever their best representation is of TVA recreation, whether it's on the lakes or out for a hike or any of the other things that you can do across the seven states we serve.
Some of the most obvious recreation relates to the dams and the lakes that form above the dams that provides for boating and all sorts of swimming areas and such that probably would not have been as safe before the dams slow the rivers or cause the lake. And you also have, of course, the whitewater, having control of the Ocoee and the Hiwassee and the rivers that are very close to Chattanooga involved in what you think of as recreation. But you have other facilities as well.
Sure. The Tennessee River, of course, is the reason TVA came about. We just celebrated our 82nd birthday, you know, founded in 1933. And the big reason back then was to produce power. And the rivers were one of the first sources that we had with the dams. And along with that came a lot of good fishing and boating. But we also have a lot of other passive recreation, a lot of places people can go hiking. A lot of the reservoir recreation areas have hiking trails. A lot of them we're still doing some maintenance and upkeep on, bringing out new hiking trails and new areas every year. We have campgrounds, dozens of campgrounds that we own but are managed by private companies just because it's a lot easier. Folks who know how to manage campgrounds tend to enjoy doing that a lot more than TVA having to try to keep up with those. And so we have dozens of those across the seven-state area and, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres of places you can go explore.
Closer to home, we often use the Raccoon Mountain Trails. They're used for races. They're used for running and just enjoying the Raccoon Mountain through those trails. You also had a lot to do with providing riverfront for the Tennessee River Walk. That was pretty much a gift from TVA so that we could turn those spaces into green spaces because TVA owns the riverfront for most of the Tennessee River.
Yeah, that's true. We have 650 miles of the Tennessee River from around Knoxville up to Paducah, Kentucky, and most of that riverfront area. Now, there are some areas that are they're owned by private owners and they have houses or, you know, whatever they put on there. But a lot of it is, like you said, TVA land and is TVA shoreline that's open to the public. You know, we're a federal agency, which means it's not TVA land, it's everybody's land.
What are some of the places you would like to highlight in terms of recreational areas that you're looking for photographs from?
Well, we expect we're going to get a lot from the lakes. We have hand out things like coasters to put on your boat because we want people to, when they're out boating and swimming and doing whatever on the TVA lakes, we want them to think, oh, that's a great photo. Let me send that in to TVA. So we certainly want to highlight, you know, the lakes. But again, we want people to jump on the website if they're thinking about a weekend, something that they can do, a day trip or, you know, to go out and go camping. We want them to take a look at the areas that are available. And we have maps on our website and we actually have downloadable apps for your phone now that show recreation areas and also the lake levels and the river levels. So you can see how close we are to that sweet spot of the summer recreation water levels, which were there on most of the reservoirs now.
The photo contest started on May 18th and will continue through September 7th. How do you enter a photo?
Well, we try to make it as easy as possible. You just use the hashtag TVA Summer, and you can upload a photo directly with that hashtag on our Instagram page and also on our Twitter. And then on Facebook, if you go to the TVA Facebook page, there's a special tab called Photo Contest, and you just upload it directly there with or without the hashtag. We really have no idea how many photos we're going to get. We could get 50, we could get 500, and then at the end of the contest, we'll take a look and we'll pick what we think is the best three representations of what a TVA summer should look like, and there'll be prizes given out.
What are your prizes?
The big prize is a GoPro camera, which for anybody who goes outdoors, that you know that's a pretty handy, durable little tool that you can take just about everywhere, and it's hard to mess up one of those things. So that's just another way to guarantee that you get a good shot for the next TVA summer.
Are there any age limits or restrictions?
Yes, we ask the folks who are going to enter the contest be 18 and over. If you have a good shot or you took a good shot, you can certainly have your parents upload it on from their social media site. But we ask that you be 18 and over.
You can go to TVA.com or go to Facebook/TVA to find a sneak peek at some of the photos that have already been entered.
Yeah, we've actually had people, as soon as I started hearing about it, have started sending in photos. And, of course, the contest officially started on May 18th. We're looking forward to a full summer of lots of great photos.
Where will the winners be announced?
We will post it on all of our social media and Facebook pages, and then we'll notify all the media outlets like WUTC that have been helping us get the word out. We'll let them know who won, but we'll certainly post it on all of our social media as well. One of the other things we're talking about is the river levels. People are always asking us this time of year, calling and asking, you know, how are we doing as far as getting to the summer recreation levels where it's the safest it can be to go boating and swimming and all that. And this has been a good year. Some years we're at a drought. Other years we're way more than we can use, which is water wasted because we can only produce so much power with water that's available. But this year we're in a good spot where we have reached the summer recreation levels in most of the reservoirs, including Chickamauga and Nickajack, before the June 1st deadline. As long as we keep a normal amount of rain throughout the summer, we'll be able to stay there.
All you have to do to be entered in the photo contest is take your photos of family and friends enjoying TVA's lakes and recreational areas, then share them on social media prior to September 7th. Be sure to add the hashtag TVA Summer. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.